USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Nobody has helped me more with your tax cuts, with your regulations, with all of the things that we're doing, including military and our vets, than Senator Ted Cruz. Nobody.
President Trump fires up the huge crowd at a Make America Great Again rally in Houston for Texas Senator Conservative Ted Cruz.
This is Texas. This is the diversity of our city and state that we want jobs, we want freedom, we want opportunity.
Cruz says Republicans delivering on promises.
Elections are about choices. If you want a big government gun-grabbing liberal, well, the Democrats have given you one.
You'll recall President Trump during the 2016 campaign used to call Cruz Lion Ted, but no more.
He's not Lion Ted anymore. He's Beautiful Ted.
Beautiful.
He's Texas. I call him Texas Ted.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now, we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply, and of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping at GetTheTea.com. Use promo code USA at GetTheTea.com.
They have a lot of everybody in that group. It's a horrible thing, and it's a lot bigger than 5,000 people, and we got to stop them at the border.
President Trump expressing his concern about the caravan. The president says he will send members of the U.S. military to stop these people from crossing the border. President Trump also threatening to cut off U.S. aid to countries like Honduras, El Salvador, and Guatemala.
Guatemala, Honduras, El Salvador, they're paid a lot of money. Every year we give them foreign aid, and they did nothing for us, nothing.
Long lottery lines at gas stations and grocery stores across the country as people get in on two huge jackpots, Mega Millions at $1.6 billion and Powerball at $620 million. One can only dream.
You know, somebody's got to win it. It might as well be one of us.
Your odds of winning? Terrible. One in about 300 million. Mega Millions played Tuesday and Friday night. Powerball, Wednesday and Saturday night. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Two Ernest Hemingway stories written in the mid-1950s and rarely seen since to be published next year. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story.
Hemingway's celebrated novel, For Whom the Bell Tolls, the Hemingway Library Edition, is scheduled for the summer of 2019 release, and the director of his literary estate, Michael Katakis, recently told the Associated Press that two other works, The Monument and Indian Country and the White Army, will be included in that special reissue of For Whom the Bell Tolls. And the new edition will also include the story A Room on the Garden Side, which had been little known beyond the scholarly community before the Strand magazine published it over the summer. For Whom the Bell Tolls was in the news earlier this year, as it was a favorite of the late Senator John McCain, who died in August, and the title of an HBO documentary about the Republican and Vietnam War veteran. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
An update now on that U.S. Navy helicopter that crashes on board the USS Ronald Reagan, USA Radio's John Clemens reports.
All injured personnel are in stable condition under evaluation by the ship's medical staff. The military reports while some personnel will be medically evacuated ashore, none of the injuries are life-threatening. The crash occurred during routine operations in the Philippine Sea. The Ronald Reagan remains fully mission capable and has resumed flight operations. The cause of the mishap is under investigation.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.